This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I think I chose this topic. You didn't get the email from the Jannah. Well, I'm going to talk about lying. Wow. Right? And everybody's smiling.
I hope you don't have to lie.
I hope you don't have to lie. So why do we lie? That's the first question. And the second one, especially for our youth, is what's wrong with it? I didn't mean it. It's just a word. Don't make it a big deal. Don't you hear this? Right? Third, it's becoming so norm. So norm. And I'm not saying only here. Wherever you are. And please forgive me, whatever age we are. Young and old, you know, a mother and grandmother, a college student, whatever. It is norm to the point that if you don't lie, you're abnormal. Am I exaggerating? So what's wrong with it? So what? Let's lie. I didn't mean it. No one gets hurt. Maybe I'm making somebody happy. So I was looking at it actually. And first thing I looked at is, what is the definition of lying? So how do I know I'm lying? Think with me.
Saying which is not true. Say something which is not true.
Say something is not the truth. Okay. Well, it's the truth. I think it's the truth.
But sometimes it's difficult to say if it's lying or not lying.
So number one, for me, before I judge anyone, and by the way, this is for me, meaning for each one of us. Don't think, oh, I know she lies. Oh, I know she's a liar. This is not the issue. The issue is me. Am I this? Have I ever done it? So what should I do? So lying in general, number one, is when I say something and when I do something. Lying is two things, saying and doing. And I'll share with you an ayah in the Quran, which most of you, probably all of you know, inshallah. So when I say something that is opposite reality, and I do something that is opposite reality, that's kadhib, lying. Let's take the famous story in the Quran. What's the most famous story in the Quran?
Hazrat Yusuf.
Sayyidina Yusuf, right? So when his brothers came back to the father, they did this exactly. They said and did, right? What did they do? So you all know, they took Sayyidina Yusuf, threw him in the well, came back, right? وَجَاءُوا أَبَاهُمْ عِشَاءً يَبْكُونَ Came back in the night to their father, crying, really sad. قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا قَالُوا, they said, now lying with words. قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا Oh daddy, oh father, we went out to play, left Yusuf, and the wolf ate him. This is lying. Obvious. Why? It didn't happen. And absolutely nothing to do with reality. So this is saying, where is the action? وَجَاءُوا عَلَىٰ قَمِيصِهِ بِدَمٍ كَذِبٍ They brought his shirt with blood. That's lying in action. So they did it both. And then they know they are lying. And what did they say to their father? And you will not believe us. They know they are lying. And you will not believe us. Although they brought the shirt. So they said and brought the shirt. And said, you are not going to believe us. So first thing I'm going to remember, me, not anyone here, each one here, have I ever done that? Have I ever said something and I know it's not the truth? Because there's two kinds of lying. Lying by mistake. For example, I said, when I was coming, I thought 141 was closed. And I turned to be wrong. I didn't lie by intention. Versus, I know it was open. And I say, 141 is closed. I'm lying. So basically, have I ever done it intentionally or not intentionally? And if I have never done it, alhamdulillah, I really doubt it. So second thing comes in, has it ever been mentioned in the Quran? This is where we go first, our source. Has kadhib, lying, mentioned in the Quran? It's either yes or no, or I don't know.
No, we are not supposed to lie.
No, no. Is the word lying mentioned in the Quran? Yes or no? Good morning, ladies. Why you are so quiet? Of course, yes. Yeah. Right? How many times? I don't expect you to know, because I didn't know. I looked it up. Right? 176 times. Exactly. I was like, whoa. 176 in the book of Allah, in the words of Allah. 100 times, 76 times. Either the word lying itself, liars, they lie in all the forms. So 176. When you say something frequent, what does that mean? When you tell your son, your child, your daughter, your colleague, do this, do this, do this. Or don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. You keep saying it. What does it mean? It is something pay attention to. Otherwise, you will mention it once or twice. So number one, it's frequently mentioned in the Quran. Number two, in which way did Allah praise it? And I actually looked at it, and I have this book which has every ayah that the word lying or liars came in. Never in the Quran, and I'm saying never, it came in a form of praise. Never Allah praised the action, nor the person. In fact, it's the opposite. It's the opposite. In the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا كَذَّبُوا. Those who rejected and did not believe in our book or signs, they will have the hellfire. So never ever, it was praised, frequently mentioned. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to put down a human being in the Quran, one of the description is kadib, is a liar. For example, Fir'aun. Fir'aun kadhaba wa aba. He rejected and turned away. Never Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam hasha was described in this. Absolutely the opposite. What was he described before he became a prophet? As-sadiq wal-amin, alhamdulillah, you all know, right? The truthful, the trustworthy. So never ever came as a praise in the Quran. Come to the sunnah, and this is a hadith, wherever you go, look at this subject, this hadith comes in first. And it's an order, a request from your beloved and mine, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. What did he say? Alaykum bis-sidq. Be truthful. Take truthfulness as your character. Why, Ya Rasulullah? Why? And he gives you, because he know you and me will be wondering. Alaykum bis-sidq. فَإِنَّ الصِّدْقَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْبِرِّ. Being truthful will lead you to be righteous. And والبر يهدي إلى الجنة. Being rightful, righteous, will take you to Jannah. If I asked everyone in this room, or yourself, or me, do you want to go to Jannah? The answer is, yes. Come on, why do you even ask this question? It's like, of course. Here you go. That's the recipe. عليكم بالصدق. Be truthful. Truthful meaning your character. Because the next thing he said, وَإِنَّ الْمَرْأَ لَيَصْدُقُ. The human being, take truthfulness as her character, constant, till she is called sadiqa or siddiqa. And now if you now remember someone, and all of you probably will remember, who was called the siddiq? Say now, why? Why?
He never lied.
Actually, no. Why he was called Abu Bakr al-Siddiq? Now this is ABC question, trivia for Sunday school. Why? Because he believed in Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, everything he said. So Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam called him as-siddiq. And you know the famous line when they came to him after Mi'raj, when Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam went to Jerusalem, and they came and it says, your friend say, in the night, he went to Jerusalem and came back. Like imagine, I really want you to imagine. Now, of course, it was the big deal. You know, we'll take a plane and we'll be there. And he looked and he said, he told me, he got revelation from Allah, from the Creator, and I believed him. Do you think I'm not going to believe him telling me he went to Jerusalem? So as-siddiq, alaykum bis-sidq, be truthful. Truthfulness will take you to righteousness. Righteousness will take you to Jannah. And he immediately said the opposite. Wa iyyakum wal-kadhib. Look at the word. Beware of lying. وإياكم. When you tell your child, beware. Beware, usually it is something you're really worried about. It's different than you say, don't do. But when you say, beware. وإياكم والكذب. فإن الكذب يهدي إلى الفجور. Lying, when it becomes a character, it will lead to corruption. And you all now nodding your head. And corruption will lead to Jahannam. And that person, human being, will continue to lie till he or she will be called liar. Have you seen people who says, oh, don't believe what she says? She always lies. SubhanAllah, we hear this. He or she, and these days you see it even and you hear it without going to the details. Right? So, alaykum bilbir wa iyaakum wal kadhib. That's the most beloved that you all, subhanAllah, the dua is, you took it, may Allah reward you. Well, you just said, beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. I was just reading the sheet. Right? That's what he advised you and me. One. The second thing, if someone said to me, and I'm not going to say said to you, said you are a hypocrite. Exactly. Look at what she said. Oh, hypocrite. Munafiq. How do you feel? Insulted. Right? It's a huge one. How dare you call me this? What did you see? What did I do? How do you know what's in my heart? We all say this. Okay. Come to this hadith related to lying. Ayatul Munafiq Thalath. The signs of a hypocrite, three signs. And this is a hypocrite in character, not hypocrite in deen. Not someone who doesn't believe in Allah and he say, I believe. That's a different one. This is in character. Ayatul Munafiq Thalath. The signs of a hypocrite is a three. Write this down and then look at it. You, don't look at someone else. Number one, إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبْ. When he or she speaks, they lie. Number two, إِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفْ. When he makes a promise, he does not keep it. Where do we start? Right, I'm coming, I'm not coming. I'll come at 7, I'll come at 10. Right? And إِذَا خَاصَمَ فَجَرْ. When he gets upset with someone, pass the limit. Fajr means you pass the limit. And instead of saying, you know what, may Allah forgive you, you start saying and saying and saying. So these three. In another hadith, he said, أَرْبَعٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ كَانَ مُنَافِقًا خَالِصًا. Four characters. Whomsoever has them, all pure hypocrite. And if he has one, then he has one character. First thing, حَدَّثَ كَذَبْ. If he or she speaks, they lie. SubhanAllah. It's something major, and it's a major sin. Al-Kabair. And there's a beautiful book, small book. It's called Major Sins. It's about 72 major sins. One of them is al-kadhib. It's actually two of them. One is lying about Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and the other one is lying in general. Now I looked up this actually. This is, I looked at a psychiatrist who looked at this. Why do we lie? Why does human being lie? Why do we lie? Talk to me, and then I'll share with you what I found. Why do we lie?
Insecurity.
So insecurity. Okay. When I know I'm lying, not by mistake, I know I'm not saying the truth. So insecurity.
I think the reason is sometimes you just want to cover things. You just want to share your information with someone else.
That's a question. Remind me at the end. I don't want to share information with people. So how do I handle it? Because that always comes up. Remind me at the end. But this is not the reason. This is one reason, which is actually there is three reasons it's okay to lie. But I'm talking about in general, why do we lie? Insecurity is one. What is the other one? Habit, exactly. It's actually number five. It's habit. You know, how do I know it's a habit? When someone asks me, why do you lie? What do I say? I don't know. It just came out, right? This is habit. SubhanAllah. And when I was reading it, I was like, yeah, it becomes a habit. Because that's what Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said. Don't lie, because then the person continuously will lie till he be called liar. So habit, Okay, that's not it yet.
Trying to get out of trouble?
Trying to get out of trouble. Absolutely. And I'll share with you at the end, saying to Sayyidina Umar about this. Trying to get to trouble or trying to get something. Trying to get a status, a something. I cannot get it. I'm trying to sell something. How often is this? Especially if the seller starts to swear by Allah. Right? And I always say, don't swear. Please don't swear. Don't mention the name of Allah. I'll buy it. No, really. I mean it. Because don't help people to lie. You know what I'm saying? So this is a three. Four.
To take more rewards from the people?
To have a status. Status. I want to be like we're in a gathering. And I want to be show off. I want to be better than others. So what do? I start making up stories. Right? Or exaggerate. Or making up stories. Or I did this and I did that and I did not do it. Or my son did this or my daughter did that or whatever. Something related to me to look, people says, oh, wow, really? Then you got it. So to get status, insecurity, habit, to get benefit or to push a harm.
I think for Bilipaya, it will be lack of trust in Allah.
I was coming to this and Allah made her say this. Because the question comes in is, why do I do all this? Because I have a problem with my relationship with Allah. If I want to be dignified, who will give me the dignity?
Allah.
Who will give me the dignity?
Allah will give you.
So why you're quiet? Man kana yuridu al-izzah, fa inna al-izzata lillahi jami'a. You want, whomsoever, Allah said this in Surah Fatir, whomsoever wants dignity, the owner of dignity is Allah. You want to be dignified. I am or you are insecure. I want to be secure. Who do I turn to? I want a status. What do? Actually, one thing will give you status is being truthful, because people will trust you. And by the way, when we lie once or twice, you cannot cover it all the time. So five things, remember, every time I am uttering something that I know it is not a truth, I need to remember this. Which one? And turn to Allah and says, Ya Allah, if I want izzah, Ya Allah, give me dignity. I'm insecure, Ya Allah, secure me. So basically, the reasons we are or we lie is to get something in dunya, something in this life. If I am thinking of life and akhirah, and every time we come when death around us, akhirah become much closer, right? Every time we pray janazah, how do you feel? That's it. I'll be the next one. It should be, actually. This is how it should be. Or when I go and visit the graveyard, you have to say to yourself, one day I'm going to be there. So the more I think of there, all these becomes smaller. So five reasons. Is it okay to lie in certain cases?
No.
Yes. Let's see the scholars in this room. Yes or no?
Yes.
How many say yes? And one. Life, number one is a time of war. A time of war. Basically to push real evil. And number two, so you can put life and death under this. Two, when you want to bring two people together. Now, have I said that? We're not going to abuse this. You know how it is? Alhamdulillah, now there is one, I'm going to use it. The best way not to lie is to go around it. They call it at-ta'reed. It's a very common thing in this deen. It's not lying. What does that mean? I say something, it has two meanings. I mean something, you understand it the other way around. I'll give you an example. Sayyidina Abu Bakr was walking with the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in a hostile place. And they didn't know Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, but they knew Sayyidina Abu Bakr. So they asked him, who is this man? Here you go. Who was asking me now? I don't want to say it. Right? Somebody said it now. So here you go. If he say he's Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, then Sayyidina Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam will probably be hurt. If he said anybody else, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, and Allah protect him, he will be lying. So what did he say? No, it's even nicer. He didn't say, I don't know. He said, that's a man who guide me through the road. In the Arabic language, he said, هذا رجل يهديني إلى السبيل. A man guides me to the path. Is he lying? Isn't he guiding him to the path? But what I will and you will understand, he is guiding him through the way. Quote unquote GPS these days. It's not a diplomacy. It's basically saying the truth, and the person in front of you will understand maybe different than what you are. I'll give you another example. And this is not lying, this is out of adab with the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina also Abu Bakr was asked, is the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam older than you or younger? Now, if he say younger, how can you say Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam younger than me? Out of respect. Well, he is younger than him. So what did he say? He said, he is older than me in status, and he was born after me. Did you get the point? So the way you answer, for example, I'll give you a very common question. You buy a house, and everybody's gonna smile now. And then you make a people come to your home, right? And some people will ask you how much you bought the house. And you don't wanna say that. And actually, it's your right not to say it. And it's not really pleasant and nice unless you are buying a house in that neighborhood and you really want to know how much I'll pay. That's a different story. But just to know, I'm not going to say it's not your business because that's not politeness and that's not my deen. But I don't want to answer. So what should I do? What do you answer?
I'm not sure about it.
I bought it at the market price. Absolutely. You're not lying. You bought it at the market price, maybe higher market price, lower market price. So the point is, this is a way out for us in deen, allowed that we should not, we use it in order not to lie. But don't abuse this one also. Because this one, you know how we are. We're weak, human beings are weak. SubhanAllah. But I will say when I'm really in the corner, when I am pushed in the corner, and sometimes we are, right? And if you don't want to say them, say to Allah, Ya Allah, show me something. Let me say something. Not lying, but I don't want to say this. And this teaches this to your children. Because unfortunately, it's not a society, it's a culture of lying. Everywhere, I'm not saying what's here, everywhere. Teach them that this is absolutely haram. You know the word haram that we use right and left? This is one of the things that I and you should use the word haram. It is haram to lie, period. Except in the two things I told you about, life or death, or in the case of war, or in the case of I'm bringing two people together. The husband wants to divorce his wife. Right? And she never takes good care of me. And she never prays me. And you look and says, you know what? No, she does. No, she does. I heard her praising you. You are not saying the truth because you have not heard her. But you are bringing a family together. So remember this. Lying is haram, is not allowed. And I kept saying this. And there is ways. And I'll give you a hadith, which is really amazing, and they put it in that chapter. A man came to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. This hadith will teach us a lot of things, not only about lying. And he said, my son has abdominal pain. Okay, this is all of us. And he said, give him honey. Because Allah said in the Quran, fihi shifa'un linnas. Allah said in the Quran, honey is a cure. Give him honey. The man came back and says he still has the pain. And he said, asqihi asala, give him honey. Went, came back. He still has pain. He said, give him honey. Third time, came back. And he said, he still has the pain. Look what he said, Rasul. He said, Sadaq Allah. Allah is saying the truth. And I am going to say, the belly of your son is not saying the truth. Did you get the point? So much believing that honey is a cure. That it is a cure. And if he's still saying that there is pain, then the belly, he didn't say he's lying. He said his belly is not saying the truth. The man gave it to him fourth time, and the son became better. No lying. Believing in what Allah says, believing in what Rasul says, and I should not say anything but the truth. Alhamdulillah, we still have some time. So I'm going to share with you some stories, right? And this is very common. When the phone rings and you don't want to answer, and your child picked up the phone by mistake, big problem, right? Mom, whoever is calling you, what do you say?
I'm not here.
I'm not here. And probably I'm hearing you. And you're saying I'm not here. Right? Tell him or tell her I'm not there. I'm in the shower. That's, I'm sorry, lying. But I don't want to talk on the phone. What should I say? What is the messages that we have on our phones? The recorded ones. What does it say? I am not available, right? If you put the recorded one, I am not available, or I cannot come to the phone right now. What does that mean? I can't doesn't mean only physically. Could be emotionally. Could be I'm not in the mood of talking on the phone. So a man knocked the door on a very righteous man, right? And he was in the house, but he did not want to see that person. So what did he say? So knocked on the door. Opened the door, and that man was there. But he didn't open the door. His helper opened the door, came to him and says, this man wants you. What did he say? Tell him, look for him in the masjid. Did you get it? Tell him, look for him in the masjid. Meaning? He's not in the house. He's not in the masjid. He didn't say, I'm not in the house. But I'm probably going to be more frequent in the masjid. Go and find me in the masjid. So find a way of going out, but definitely not lying. If I am between two choices, lying or saying something that I don't want to say, which one I choose? Someone puts you in the corner, they really wanted the price of your house, and says, what is the market price?
Don't know.
No, if I say don't know, I'm lying.
Ask the realtor.
No, I want you to tell me. Let's put it this way. If exactly, the reason I'm saying this is because if I am being put in the corner, I am going to say the truth. That's what I wanted to get to. I will say the truth. And I'm going to turn to Allah and I say, Ya Allah, I said it obeying you. Protect me. You know, the reason you don't want to say because of whatever, you protect me. But don't lie. Don't say, I don't know. Because everybody will look at you as like, really? You buy a house and you don't know how much it is? So basically, this is what I'm trying to focus. Lying is haram. There is nothing called white or blue or red or whatever color lying. It's lying is lying. It's something absolutely condemned, and I can say this word, in this deen, in our deen, and actually even in society. And opposite is highly, highly virtuous. Still, even this day and age, when people, when they write recommendation letter, they say trustworthy. For us physicians in the room, they say, actually, when they ask you, and I had recently someone call me to give a recommendation about a colleague. The question was, if this was your family, will you send her? Will you send them to her? And I said, absolutely yes. Trustworthy. If I was sick, I'll go to her. So trustworthiness is still something highly virtuous, even in this day and age, it's looked for. So Sayyidina Umar said this. And this is actually answer somebody here, and I told you, and he said, If saying the truth will put me in trouble, and look at next, he said between brackets, and it will never do. He said, if truthfulness will put me in trouble, and it will never do, more beloved to me than lying to save myself, and between bracket, it will never do. Lying may save me or you or us for a short period of time, but at the end we'll pay the price for it. So that's Sayyidina Umar. Look at the next one. A woman, and this is a woman actually, a righteous man, they got into a quarrel about a piece of land they share. So it looked like they were neighbors, and there's a piece of land. She said, this is mine. This is mine. And the man said, it is my house. And then he stopped. And he said, he told her, I heard the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, whomsoever take a piece of land that is not his own from the other, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will chain him 70 times on the day of judgment. And then he did the following. This is the lesson here. He turned to Allah and he said, Ya Allah, if she was lying and this land is, she took the land. And he turned to Allah and says, Ya Allah, if she's lying and this land is not hers, make her blind. Wait. Make her blind and make her grave in that piece of land. Okay? Then he says, later on, I saw her blind, touching the wall to find her way. And as she was doing this, walking in that land, fell in a well and died in it. So again, don't take it lightly. Connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we get very upset, and we should, when we know people are lying. And they take, and you see this in courts, lawyers will use stories about that, especially when it comes to divorce, when it comes to money, when it comes to inheritance, all this, because it's things we love and like. See what he did, leave it, take it, and see what Allah will do. And he didn't say, Allah, she's a liar. Look how he said. He said, if she was lying, if, could be true, what could, I could be wrong, and she could be right. If she was lying, make her blind. And another one, he says, another righteous person said, every time I do something, I look and see, is my speech the same as I am doing? Am I saying the same what I am doing? And I always say to myself, don't be a liar. Why I'm saying this? You tell your children, or you admonish someone, right? What do you tell them? Don't do that. Whatever is that is. As I'm saying this, what should I tell to myself? Am I doing it? And I always bring this example, you see it all the time. Maghrib Salah, because it's usually in the toughest time. Allah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. Thank you.
لا إله إلا الله صلي على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على محمد. الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Last thing I want to end so we can all have time for salah. What about joking? Joking.
Joking in what way?
Joking and lying.
They're two different things.
For a joke, we make a lie, right? Yes?
Yeah,
right.
And people make April Fool's jokes.
Yeah, it's maybe not everyone, but it is common. Out of joke, to make people laugh, I say things not true, right? And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, this is a very famous line about him. He looked at a woman. And this is when you study the laughing and the joking of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And he said, you will not get to Jannah. And she starts crying. When Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam tell her, you're not going to Jannah, imagine this is you and me. Of course I'm going to be crying. And then he said, not when you, she was an older lady. And he said, not when you are in this age. You will be 33 in Jannah. Did you see that? And there's a hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. That's why I want to remind myself and you of it, and all of us, and we'll end up with this. He said, لا يؤمن أحدكم إيمانا كاملا. You will not be a true believer. True believer. حتى يترك الكذب في المزاح. Until. So you and I will not be true believer unless you and I stay away, leave completely lying when we are joking. And there's two things. Leave arguments when you are truth, when you are right. So you will not, and I will not, be true believer, full iman, like I am happy with the way I am, unless I make sure there's two things is not in me. No lying when I am joking, and no argumentation continuously, although I'm right. Because that's also very hard. I know I am right. And actually there's another hadith where Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam says, I promise, in the meaning is, I promise the higher status of Jannah for the person who leaves joking, leave lying in joking, and in the middle of Jannah for someone who stops arguing, although he or she is right. I know I'm right. You know, sometimes you get this, it's your specialty, it's your experience, it's your expertise, and someone comes and argue with you and they are clueless, right? And say, no, you are wrong. You know how this. And you know they are wrong. And you say, you know what? Allah knows who is the wrong. And you leave. Look at your place in Jannah. The opposite one, and this is one of the most serious one. This is hadith al-mutawatir, one of the most correct chain of hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And he said, man kadaba alayya muta'ammidan falyatabawwa maq'adahu min an-nar. The one who make lies against me intentionally, let him look at his seat in Jahannam. The reason I'm saying this is, especially these days, just as I left, I had this question. That's why it came to my mind. And we forward things. Be sure, when you say this is a hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, that this is a hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Because if it is not, I'm lying. And the best thing is don't, unless you really make sure. Let alone you say, he said, that's why you see almost all of us say, as he said, to make sure that what we are saying is close to what he said. So as we sum up here, ladies, let's make this non-existing character in me, in my household, in my work, in the street, in my society, even if I am the only one. I am the only one who says the truth. One person gradually can change the others. And don't do it for whatever the reason, unless the two. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who He says in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina aman, ittaqullaha wa kunu ma'a sadiqin. O believer, O who you who attain faith, have all fear, Allah conscious, and be among those who are truthful. اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who listen to the words of admonition. Listen, pay attention, learn and practice. يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. We listen and we follow the best. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect me and you and everyone, all our loved ones, from any sign of not being truthful or any sign of lying. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه تسليما كثيرا. I think there is gifts. Where is Nawal? Just, yeah. And there is the books also.
Salaam alaikum.